Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I'm Ray Bohax from the Farm Machinery Digest website and Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. Though the diesel engine is the main worker on the modern farm, there are still many gasoline power plants employed for various tasks. By design, they have a spark plug in every cylinder. As simple as a spark plug appears, it often is the recipient of improper service that may result in poor performance, short service life, or a misfire under load. Residing in the combustion chamber of the engine, spark plugs endure severe temperature fluxes, extreme pressure, electrical degradation, and chemical attack from the components blended into the gasoline. Before removing the old spark plug, use a compressed air gun to blow away any dirt or debris that may have collected around the exterior. The dirt cannot be allowed to enter the cylinder bore since it will score the wall and wear the rings. Always inspect new plugs for damage. If dropped, check for cracks in the porcelain. Make sure the side electrode lines up with the center electrode and is straight. If not, gently reposition it with needle nose pliers. Use a spark plug feeler gauge to obtain the proper gap. When correct, the gauge will drag evenly on both the center and side electrodes. Make sure the gauge is straight and not cocked when checking. If the side electrode needs to be excessively angled up or down to create the proper gap, the spark plug is the wrong design or the specification is incorrect. Coat the threads with anti-seize compound. This is especially important with an aluminum cylinder head or equipment that is not stored in the building. This will aid in removing the plug in the future without galling the threads in the cylinder head. Keep the anti-seize compound away from the electrodes. Coat the secondary wire connection and the porcelain insulator where the boot sits with dielectric compound. It could be found in most auto parts or farm supply stores. This will deter corrosion and prevent the boots from sticking to the insulator and the wires breaking during future service.